I'm here to tell you, yes, if we had better schools, if everybody had an equal opportunity, it would make a huge difference in our society. But I'm here to tell you that man's biggest problem is not environmental. Man's biggest problem is a problem of the heart. And this is why after man finds himself in a perfect environment for 1,000 years, man still chooses to rebel against God.
Hello, and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way.
In this message entitled The Final Curtain, Pastor Brian Grant will conclude his series on Bible prophecy entitled Where on Earth Are We Headed? We at the Germantown Christian Assembly trust that this series has been an encouragement to all of our listeners, and it is our fervent hope and prayer that all will be ready. We invite you now to turn in your Bibles to the book of Revelation, chapter 20, and join us as Pastor Grant begins this message entitled, The Final Curtain. Here's Pastor Grant.
A couple from Wyoming decided to go to Florida to thaw out during a very icy winter. And they had difficulty coordinating all their travel arrangements, so it was decided that the husband would leave for Florida on the Thursday, and the wife would follow the next day to Florida. And the husband arrived as planned. He checked into his hotel, and he went to his laptop, and he decided to send his wife an email, but accidentally, he left off one of the letters in her email address. And you know what happens when you leave off something? Either it goes nowhere or it goes somewhere. Well, it turns out there was a lady with the email address that he used. And it went to her. But this was a lady. She was a widow. Her husband had just died. And she had just gotten back from her husband's funeral. Just returned from her husband's funeral. And he was a pastor of many years who everyone assumed had gone on to glory. Well, as she checked her email, she fainted. As soon as she read it, she fainted and fell on the floor. So her son rushed into the room, found his mom, and saw the computer screen. He decided to see what in the world was to my loving wife from your departed husband. Subject, I've arrived. Message, I've just arrived and have been checked in. Everything has been prepared for your arrival tomorrow. And if you think that's bad, I am looking forward to seeing you then. Hope your journey is as uneventful as mine was. P.S. It sure is hot down here. I'm wrapping up on our series, Where on Earth Are We Headed? And this morning, I want to share with you the four final events on God's prophetic calendar. And a big part of our focus this morning is going to be on the two final destinations available to each of us. And my friend, I want you to know this morning, if you're a visitor, and we're glad to have visitors, we're glad to see so many visitors. But let me just let you know, my friend, that if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, there are only two possible destinations. It's heaven or hell. There is no purgatory. There's no third option. It's heaven or hell. And this morning, as we move forward, as we discuss God's four final plans, two of them have to do with heaven or hell. No other option. An old lady was on a plane seated beside a young businessman. And after the in-flight meal, she took out her Bible and she started to read. He glanced at her and he asked, "Do you really believe the Bible is true?" "Yes, I do," said the old lady. The man scoffed, "Do you actually believe the story of Jonah? How in the world could anyone survive in that fish's belly for 3 days?" The lady said, "I don't know, but I'll ask him when I see him in heaven. So the young man, he tried to be smart. He said, well, suppose he's not in heaven because he's in hell. She said, then you ask him. You see, it's really, young people, I hope my young friends are going to pay attention this morning. Because listen, there are really only two options. And young person, you're not prepared to live until you are ready to die. Amen? Amen. You're not prepared to live until the question has been settled about where is your eternal destiny. And so I'm glad this morning that I know where I'm going to. Amen? I know that heaven is my destination. You know, our world is certainly in trouble. In my entire life, I cannot remember a period like this. I don't know about you. I wasn't here for World War II, so I don't know what it is like. Some of you might be around. You may think I am. No, I'm a young kid. I wasn't around in World War II. One of these days I'll shave and then you won't know that I am a bald-headed. I pick on my brother down here. Just think of it. There were two terrorist attacks in Canada. There was one in New York, for those of you who missed it. There was one in New York. There was a mass shooting at a school in Washington. At the same time, the war with ISIS continues. The Ebola virus continues unabated. While in Egypt, the president announced that the country is fighting for its survival as it tries to defend itself against terrorists who killed 33 soldiers. The world is in crisis. And I, from what my Bible tells me, this world is going to have no lasting peace until the Prince of Peace arrives on earth. And the last time I spoke to you, I shared with you that one day Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, will actually come and he will put his foot on the Mount of Olives and he is actually going to reign on earth for 1,000 years and Jesus Christ will reign with his church. Those of us who know Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, we will be united with him and for 1,000 years we are going to reign on this earth and the Bible says peace will cover the earth as the waters cover the seas. Nobody will be making weapons. No need for military budgets. Nature will be changed as the lion lies down with the lamb and a little child will be able to lead them as everything is changed, as there will be a period of 1,000 years. It's called the millennial reign of Christ. Jesus Christ shall reign. You see, sometimes we get the impression that once everything ends here, we go straight to heaven and that's it. But there's actually, the Bible makes it clear that the Prince of Peace, he is going to rule and he will bring peace. Now, you would assume that after this 1,000 years of this utopia that the world has been looking forward to, you would have assumed that by then men's hearts have changed, or sinful hearts would have changed, or will it? The final rebellion is the first point I want to bring to your attention. And Revelation chapter 20, verse number 7 tells us about that final rebellion. And it tells us that after the 1,000 year reign, because remember the passage that was read this morning shared with you that during that 1,000 year reign of Christ, Satan has been tied up. He has been tied up and thrown in a bottomless pit. But the Bible tells us here in Revelation chapter 20, let's read verse number 7. When the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations. And then as you read on verse 9, they marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people, the city he loves, but fire came down. Listen, after 1,000 years of peace and tranquility, you would have thought that men would say, this is what we want. But after 1,000 years, men decide, listen, it's time to attack the holy city, Jerusalem. You know, today we blame everything on the environment. We say if people had better neighborhoods, if they grew up with around less crime, if they had better schools, that would solve all man's problems. But I'm here to tell you, yes, if we had better schools, if everybody had an equal opportunity, it would make a huge difference in our society. But I'm here to tell you that man's biggest problem is not environmental. Man's biggest problem is a problem of the heart. And this is why after man finds himself in a perfect environment for 1,000 years, man still chooses to rebel against God. I am here to suggest to you, we've got a heart problem. There is something in us that wants to rebel against God. And that's why Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 tells us that the human heart is the most deceitful of all things. Did you hear that? Jeremiah 17, 9 in the New Living NLT version. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Here's what the scripture says. Who really knows how bad it is? My friend, if you're here this morning and you may be looking good and you may be one of the most wonderful people to be a neighbor, if you don't know Jesus, I want you to know that you've got a bad heart. And that is why there is something in you that has a tendency to rebel against God. I spoke to my little granddaughter just last night. We're sitting on the step, and we're talking, giving her little prayers, and then we're talking about sin. And I said, "So what is sin?" She says, "Sin is when you do something bad." I said, "Do you ever do anything bad?" "Oh yes." I said, "And when you do it, do you know you're doing it?" She says, "Yes." I said, "And why do you do it?" She says, "You know, I just want to do it." And guess what? There's something in you that just wants to do it. The Bible identifies it, and the Bible says it is sin. That sin dwells in you. Sin dwells in me. There is this desire to rebel. But my friend, I want you to know this morning that your hands are too short to box with God. And this morning, what you need to do, no matter who you are or where you're from, I want you to know that what you need to do is to come to Jesus and say, "Lord Jesus, I've had enough. I've been fighting enough. I've been rebelling enough." It's time for you to come to Jesus. But then secondly, not only do we have, number one, that final rebellion, but we have the final doom of Satan in Revelation chapter 20, verse number 10. "And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur where the beast and the false prophet have been thrown." Can you imagine? This is so amazing. The one who has harassed us and led so many of us astray. Just think of this. He is going to be put away by God without even a scuffle. Did you realize that? Satan is no match for God. That's why I'm grateful that I'm on God's side. Satan is a defeated foe just waiting for his sentence. Sometimes we don't realize that. Satan is a defeated foe. Just waiting for his sentence. I told you before the story about how they used to kill chickens when I was a boy. And some of you didn't like the goriness of the story, so I'll tell you again since you didn't like it that time. And so what we would do, what they would do, I better say they would, so I don't have any complaints as being inhumane. So they would take this chicken, put him under a bucket, just leave his neck out, put the bucket under, cover the chicken, leave his neck out, and then whack! And there goes the neck and the head. The head is flying and jumping, but then you remove the bucket, and what happens? The chicken is running round and round the yard. He's running all over the yard without his head. But he's dead. You realize that? The minute we severed his head, that was the end of the line for Chicky. But he's running like he's alive. And right now, Satan is acting like he's not been already sentenced. And sad to say, there's some of you right here who is allowing him to control your life. But I want you to know that you can have victory in Jesus today. Oh, you might be here this morning. You might be here this morning and you're struggling with addictions. You may be having alcohol addiction. You may be having drug addiction. You may be struggling with pornography. I don't know what it is. But I want you to know, my friend, Jesus Christ can deliver you. This same Jesus who's going to take Satan and is going to cast him in the bottomless pit without any scuffle whatsoever. This Jesus is able to deliver you from whatever your drama is. You see, there is victory in Jesus. We used to sing that song, "Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever." Because listen, greater is he that is in me because I'm a child of the King. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. There is victory in Jesus. And I'm going to ask some of you, you young people who are struggling, some of you older ones who have spent years addicted to something and your life is going nowhere. I want you to know that this morning, Satan is a defeated foe and Jesus Christ has paid for your deliverance.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's message. You can listen to or download this broadcast or view a DVD of the complete message by visiting our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. We invite you to join us each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. as we go through a sermon series based on the book of Acts. This series is entitled Pentecostal Power, Lessons from the Early Church. The messages coincide with the television series AD on NBC. These studies will explore the epic journey of the first followers of Christ who, through the power given at Pentecost, changed the world. Come and discover how these lessons learned from the early church can change our lives today. For further information, please call our church office at 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550.
As a teenager, I'm excited to invite you to our new season of Tuesday Night Connections. The program includes the whole family with clubs for youth and kids, as well as 4 Bible studies for adults to choose from. Free dinner and childcare are also provided. You don't want to miss this. For details, call our office at 215-242-5550. Again, 215-242-5550. Now, let's rejoin Pastor Grant as he concludes today's message.
Number 3, the final judgment. Not only do we have the final rebellion and the final doom of Satan, you know, there are other judgments. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 to 11 speaks of the judgment seat of Christ. That's a judgment for Christians. But this, you see, the judgment seat of Christ, and you can read it on your own, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 to 11. That judgment is for Christians and Christians only. But this is God's final judgment. It's a judgment for the unsaved. And here's what it says in verse number 11. Then I saw, I'm in Revelation 20, I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. Earth and the sky fled from his presence and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. It will be a fearsome judgment. Some folks have the idea that when we get to heaven, or when we stand before God at this great white throne judgment, oh, we are such good, you know, we can argue so well. We're so good at getting ourselves out of trouble. We're going to go to God and we're just going to explain to him our situation and tell him all about how we didn't have a fair chance. And he's just going to let us out. But I want you to know, listen good. You will have absolutely no opportunity to say one word. This will be so fearsome. The Bible tells us, listen, it tells us that heaven, the earth, and the sky fled from the presence of the judge. That's how fearsome it's going to be. You see, this morning, oh, I know some of you, you know, and they tell us that hell has lost its impact. And they tell us, you know, I was actually doing some research, and I was surprised. They said that the majority of churches in America no longer preach about hell. They said nobody wants to preach about hell because preachers have found out that hell makes folks uncomfortable. And they found out that people get so uncomfortable that if they know you're preaching on hell, they won't come to church. And the offering is impacted. But I want you to know, my friend, that hell is still in the book. And there is a roasting, fiery hell ahead of you. And my friend, I can't help. Listen, God helping me, I want to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. I want to preach this entire book. I don't want to leave something out because you don't want to hear about it. You need to hear. You better know about hell now. You don't want to face God, this judge. Because when you face him, if you're at this judgment, it will be too late. There will be absolutely no possibility of your getting away. So this morning, my friend, this is your opportunity to talk to God. This is your opportunity. You say, this is your opportunity to talk to God and say, Lord Jesus, I am so glad that you are willing to save me. I am so glad you are willing to forgive me. I'm going to ask you to do that today. My friend, I hope some of you will do that. I hope some young person, I've always said, as a 9-year-old young man, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And do you know one of the reasons I got saved, the primary reason I got saved, is because I did not want to land in hell. But I want to tell you, being a Christian, what a wonderful life. What a wonderful life. But second, this final judgment includes every unsaved person. Did you notice it says the dead, great and small, all social classes are included. Doesn't matter who you are. Verse 13 tells you, the sea gave up the dead that were in it. It doesn't matter how you got buried. You know, we were down in Argentina, and we went to visit where Evita was buried. And it was so interesting to see these wonderful funeral. I don't know what you call these things. They were really special. But I tell you, it was so fun. It was so interesting. Some of them had little nice little living rooms with sofas, tables. Oh, this is where people are buried. Some of them are 2-story. You can have a nice little rest while you're there. But you go to New Orleans and they're buried, you know, very few people are buried under the ground, right? It doesn't matter whether you're under the ground, over the ground, on top of this wonderful thing with all this gold leaf we saw down there. We're saying, this is impressive. Top quality real estate too. Some try to defy God by requiring, and by the way, I have nothing with cremation except what your objective is. So some people, they get cremated and they ask that their ashes be divided up and some be thrown into the Atlantic Ocean, some be thrown into the Indian Ocean, some be thrown into the Pacific. And if you know, the whole idea, if we throw a little here and a little there, God can't. I have God. I dare you, God, to bring me back. What a joke.
Thanks for tuning in today. We trust this was a real encouragement to you. If you made a decision for Christ today, or if we can be of any spiritual encouragement, please contact us. Counselors are available to respond to your questions and to send you resources that will help in your walk with Christ. You can reach us weekdays at 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550, or by visiting our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org.
Living God's Way is the broadcast ministry of the Germantown Christian Assembly, located at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join us for worship each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and for Tuesday night community connections every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And now, on behalf of Pastor Brian Grant, Steve Washington, and our entire church family, this is Taylor Noble reminding you to tune in same time next week for another edition of Living God's Way.